of Lake Effect Now, I'm Stephanie Lecce. In 2011, Growing Power's Will Allen had this to say about Lake Effect contributor Kyle Cherik. Eating food is what we all have in common. It's important that everyone has access to the same good food regardless of their economic standing. This is about social justice. Kyle gets this. It was a very nice thing to say, but 2 years later, Cherik isn't quite sure he did get it.
When Will Allen gave me that quote, I was both humbled and reaffirmed. As the host of a television show called Wisconsin Foodie, which is in essence about where your food comes from, what higher compliment? Will and I had shot an early Wisconsin Foodie episode together, participated in a handful of like-minded forums and events, and in essence been reading out of the same playbook as far as food issues, sustainability, and urban agriculture. Will Allen is a stalwart pioneer and implementer of each of those precious concepts and has been living them for more than two decades. I was enlightened by them, and with the advent of the show, I had been living them in a no less important but smaller way with a similar commitment to advocating the same mindset. Or so I thought. It's important that everyone has access to the same good food, the quote states. For 18 years, I was a resident of Walker's Point, one of Milwaukee's three original neighborhoods founded by George Walker in 1835. Just under 1 square mile, it's more than twice the size of the Third Ward, about the size of Shorewood, and home to 9,000 people. But here's the rub. Walker's Point, with the exception of one bodega, has no grocery store. Without second thought, I drove to the east side to shop at Outpost and Whole Foods. I fetched artisanal cheeses and breads and fish at the public market. I drove further into the south side to buy sausages exclusively at European Homemade Sausage. For the last 6 years, I had been walking lockstep with Will Allen and others, ardently promoting consciousness through food. But as the American discourse came to include terms like food desert, I had a dearth of consciousness that I was living in one. Near the end of 2012, while I still cluelessly drove across town for food, my neighborhood took a step to implement what Will Allen would call the same access to healthy food. The Walker's Point Association, in response to steady urging from the residents, started approaching developers and grocers to find a fit. A site fell into place at the corner of First and Greenfield. A developer stepped forward, as did a grocer. Swell, let's break ground and let the people buy vegetables. Not exactly. I may have been inured to the fact that I was living in a food desert, but once I realized that locusts and wild honey weren't going to cut it, I went evangelical. I wish I could say the same for the city, specifically Commissioner Marcoux. I am not here to opine about the inability of civic officials to grasp what is really germane to city residents. This program is only an hour long. But I do know this. Marcoux opposed a grocery store of any kind and instead championed light industrial and offices for the location whose stars had seemingly aligned. Beyond that, suffice to say, I have been privy to more backward thinking, near subterfuge, and general urban planning cluelessness to fill the aisles of any idyllic farmer's market. What grates me is that, as a city, we have touted our urban ag sustainability card, held Will Allen up as a national hood ornament, promoted ourselves as a Rust Belt city that got enlightened, but we still eschew access to food where it's needed. The grocery may still happen, but residents of the city's food desert will have to wait for another year at the soonest, instead of shopping there this winter. In the days between the bounty of Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, I have thought more than ever about where our food comes from in our home. The decisions we make for our cupboards and kitchens are not just determined by income and culinary acumen, but by access. Will's quote about me said, "It's important that everyone has access to the same good food. This is about social justice. Kyle gets this." Yes, Will, now I do. My holiday wish as a foodie is from my old neighborhood of Walker's Point. I wish that they are granted the same access too.
Lake Effect contributor Kyle Cherik is host and producer of the public television show Wisconsin Foodie. He writes a regular column from Milwaukee Magazine's website.